Now, the Special Olympics Ireland Summer Games is taking place in Dublin this weekend, the first time in 8 years. Athletes from 5 regions, Connacht, Eastern Region, Leinster, Munster and Ulster, are competing across 12 sports in Dublin, Meath and Kildare. Now, Henry McKean has been checking out the track and field. He visited Morton Stadium and he's with me now. Morning, Henry.
Good morning, Pat. Yeah, the Special Olympics Summer Games are the largest sporting event for people with intellectual disabilities on the island of Ireland. And they're supported by thousands of coaches, officials and volunteers. So there's 12 sports: athletics, badminton, basketball, bocce, bowling, equestrian, football, gymnastics, golf, kayaking, swimming, table tennis, and motor activity training program as well. I met Alfred Marks, who won a gold and a silver in the 200 and 400 meters.
Yes, I did. And I also represented Ireland in 87 in the Special Olympics.
Congratulations.
And I want to get this push further out than where it is now, because people with special needs should be properly recognised, not hidden away. We are entitled to do the same thing as the Paralympics, that we should have the same encouragement, because we were locked, the people with disabilities had been locked away for so long. Now is the time that they should be properly recognised, because they're no different to anyone else.
I'm having a chat with Tara Loftus. You won gold in the 200 metres. You are Team Munster. How are you feeling?
I'm really happy about it. And I have lots of supporters here and they're all nice people.
And how was the race for you?
Really hot.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And what's the best thing about the Special Olympics?
Meeting new people and other friends around.
Stephen Fagan, you won a gold in the 100 metre walk. How are you feeling representing the Eastern Region?
I'm very excited. I've been trying hard all year for all this stuff.
And that's Stephen Fagan there. The Special Olympics, even when you hear those voices, it must mean a lot to the athletes and to their families.
Oh, it does. It's team spirit, it's pride, it's infectious energy. And the photographer Ray McManus from Sportsfile, he once said, the Special Olympics is like a good bag of chips. Once you start, you cannot stop. And it really is, Pat, the best feeling in the world. Here is Gemma, the sister to athlete Sinead Tomihini, representing Eastern, which is Dublin and Wicklow. She won silver in the 50 metres run.
It's just inclusivity, like the fact that she's here today at the Special Olympics is something that nobody can ever take away from her. And it's a confidence that she'll get to have forever from all the hard work she's put in.
I'm Phelan, Zoe's dad. Zoe's 14, we live in Kilcool, County Wicklow, and she has just won a bronze medal in the 50 metre run.
How proud are you?
We've 3 girls and they all get on very well. We're proud of them all, but Zoe makes extra special effort for some of these things and she's delighted to have the opportunity to do the Special Olympics.
Hello, my name is Mabel Hanlon. I'm proud mum to Zoe here. So today she did the 50 metre sprint and you came. Where did you come, Zoe?
Third place.
How does it feel getting bronze at the Special Olympics Ireland Games, Zoe?
I feel happy.
What's the best thing about it?
Running.
Running, is it? Or winning?
Winning.
Winning,
yeah. Well, both even.
My name is Stuart O'Dwyer. This is my son Riley. He's just come toward Special Olympics Ireland Summer Games.
And you see when I was fast, it made it out.
You were,
thanks.
You were brilliant. All the work you've done all year has come to this and you've paid off. Look.
So you must be so proud.
I am. I can't explain the emotions that I'm going through at the moment. It gives him a chance to be the best he can be and achieve something that none of us ever thought was possible.
So Riley did you proud of bronze?
Oh, immensely. I can't even put into words what Riley has made me feel today.
So you're delighted and a little bit of a tear.
I am, out of was tear shed. I'll be honest.
A very proud dad indeed. Now, Henry, the extraordinary thing, this is a huge event, so many sports, so many venues, and it's all volunteers.
It is volunteers, and you know, being Father's Day, hearing that father and the joy in his face and just listening to him. And remember, you can get behind it. It's continuing until tonight. It's irelandgames.ie/venues. And yes, Pat, it's all volunteers. Here is an athlete and his coach.
This is myself, Leon Keogh, and I've been competing there in the athletics there. And yeah, today it's been a great turnout with so many people from different regions, and everyone's having good fun. We got gold, and a lot of hard races out there, good competitors. It's really tough out there because there's so many good people at the highest level competing over these last few days, and it's really tough, especially in the heat.
And it is warm, 100 metres gold, Leon Kyo. Congratulations, and I have your coach here, Martin Thompson. How proud are you of the Eastern Region team?
Oh, amazing, Henry, absolutely amazing. Like, the guys are all putting in so much work, and they've worked so hard to get it, and it's just a real celebration today. And Leon did absolutely brilliant on the 200 metres. He absolutely burnt round. He was really anxious about that bend, and he absolutely smashed it. I'm so proud of him. And we're going to have a good celebration tonight with him. And fully deserved. Absolutely brilliant. And it's just great to see so much joy here in the Century, in the Morton Stadium today. So.
And the games continue, Henry, do they not, until later tonight?
All day, free, get behind it.
I'm delighted they're having the weather.
Oh, great. Beautiful.
Okay, irelandgames.ie/venues. You'll get directly to the venues details of that. But if you want generally to know about the Special Olympics, it's simply specialolympics.ie. Henry McKean, thank you very much.